This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
After about a two-hour rain delay in Salisbury, Maryland, the tarp is off the field, the lines are chalked, and we're ready for game five of six, a seven-inning ball game, reduced ball game with the long rain delay. But Woodpeckers baseball is live in the end. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB first pitch out. The broadcast also available tonight on MILB.TV. Hello, everybody. I'm Andrew Chapman, and it is great to be with you once again as this road trip continues for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And Woodpeckers wanting to get out there on the field, whether it was at 7 o'clock tonight or 9 o'clock. They have a chance to win a series tonight. They have taken three of four so far and a chance to clinch the series tonight with right-hander Shane Davis getting the ball for the Delmarva Shorebirds. 1-5 record, 4.02 ERA. Yuris Ramirez is digging into the right side, and we are just about ready to go. Leo Standing Molina and Joey Loperfido will be the top three in the order. Fans sticking around through the rain. They've been waiting for some baseball. The very first pitch of our ball game has popped up. Fair side of the third baseline, and coming all the way forward is Ben Cosme. He makes the catch, calling off his catcher. And Yuris Ramirez pops out to begin the game. Now it's Leo Standing Molina. Rest of the starting nine today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers features Logan Cerny, the cleanup man out in center field. Miguel Palma does the catching. He'll hit fifth, followed by Tyler Whitaker, sixth. Jackson Hallmark, a late addition into the lineup today after Cody Orr took a ground ball in the face during batting practice. He was scratched from the lineup as a result, so Jackson Hallmark takes over for Cody Orr, will bat seventh. Rainier Rivas is eight. And Victor Mizcai rounds out the starting nine for the Peckers tonight. Leo Standing Molina reaches out to get a slider and missed it, 1-1. Leo Standing with the day off yesterday, 5-for-13 series with a triple, three driven in, and seven runs scored. Swings at a high fastball, and it's 1-2. Shane Davis has gone 47 innings of work this year, giving up 21 earned runs, 21 walks as well, and 56 strikeouts, averaging over a K per inning. And reels back, throws a 92-mile-per-hour fastball just off the outside, and it's 2-2. He spent all of last year with the Delmarva Shorebirds, went 4-6 with a 5.65, brings home a breaking ball and strikes out Molina swinging. Now it brings up Joey Loperfido. Shane Davis, a right-hander, 22 years old, grew up in Chesapeake, Virginia, but played his college ball in the state of North Carolina, played at North Carolina Central, did not get drafted in the condensed five-round 2020 draft, but signed an undrafted free agent contract with the Orioles that year. And first full season, as mentioned, in 2021. He played all 21 of his games, 13 starts with the Shorebirds. Fayetteville never had a chance to face him because the Woodpeckers never played the Shorebirds in 2021. Loperfido in a one ball, one strike count. Here's the winding pitch. Thought about swinging at a changeup, but missed a little bit low, and it's 2-1. What a great week it's been for Joey Loperfido. A couple more solid games tonight, potentially tomorrow if he's in the lineup. And he could very well be the first Woodpecker to earn a little bit of weekly hardware in the Carolina League. He has to be a front runner for Player of the Week. Now 11-for-20 in this series with two doubles, a triple, five runs, and seven driven in. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball right down the middle. Take sign was on for Loperfido. That fills the count, 3-2. Logan Cerny is on deck if the inning goes any further. Here's the pitch from Davis. And he strikes out. Loperfido looking. A fastball in the outside corner. And down go the Woodpeckers in order. A pop-out and a back-to-back strikeouts. Edinson Bautista, the pitcher tonight for Fayetteville. He has waited long enough. He is strolling out to the mound, and he takes the ball for the Peckers when we return. It'll be Valdez, Kerstad, and De Leon to lead it off. No score.
Get in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. 2-hour rain delay tonight, but we're underway at 9 o'clock Eastern, and Edinson Bautista ready to fire off his first pitches of the evening. Fayetteville starter, 2-2 with a 3.31 ERA. Bautista raising his arms above his head, and he's committed a pitch clock violation. I don't know what Bautista was asking for. You can't step off when there's nobody on base, and so it'll begin a 1-0 count to Luis Valdez before he sees a pitch tonight. Now Bautista winds and throws, and Valdez pulls this one out to right field, playable for Tyler Whitaker, drifting to his left and making a two-hand grab at his shoulders. And on the first pitch of the night, for Edinson Bautista, he has a flyout. Now it's Heston Kerstad. Isaac De Leon will follow. He's on deck. Trendon Craig is the cleanup man. Frederick Bencosme is fifth, followed by Michael Deson. Creed Willems, the catcher, is seven. Wilkin Agruyon is the DH, batting eighth, and Moises Ramirez, first baseman, will round out the order for the Delmarva Shorebirds. They've lost three of four here at home this week to the Woodpeckers, 19-36 overall record. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Kerstad. Just off the outside corner, 91. Other numbers for Edinson Bautista this season, 35 2/3 total innings of work. He's given up 13 earned runs over that stretch, 19 walks and 44 strikeouts for Bautista. He's allowed just one home run on the season and has a whip of 1.19. Good figure there. Even better, opposing hitters in the league only hitting 181 combined against the 20-year-old Edinson Bautista. Just recently turned 20 back on May 19th, originally from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Fastball strike painted on the outside corner. Now a 3-1 count on the Orioles' top draft selection from 2020. The number 2 overall pick, Heston Kerstad out of the University of Arkansas. 3-1 home. In on the hands and line the opposite way. Past Jackson Hallmark, shifted over from third. You had Molina shifted up the middle to the pull side of the lefty, but Kerstad punches one the opposite way. Was 1-for-4 yesterday in his professional debut, and tonight he has the first Shorebirds hit of the night. Kerstad now 2 for his first 5. He drove in a run yesterday with an RBI single in the first inning. That was the only run of the night for the Shorebirds before Fayetteville pitching combined to go 8 shutout innings the rest of the way. You had Zach Matthews going 3, Palmer Wenzel debuted, struck out the side in the fourth. Christian Mejias pitched four scoreless, and then Fabricio Reyna shut it down. 1-0 pitch to right-handed hitter Isaac De Leon. And it's a changeup down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Bautista pitching here in Salisbury for the first time this week after a couple of really good outings last week at home against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Now the 2-0 is a changeup in there for a called strike one. Last time on the mound for Bautista was on June 5th. That was the Sunday series conclusion with the Fred Nats, and he went five innings to get his second winning decision of the year. Came out of the bullpen, took over the game in the fifth inning, delivers a strike to De Leon. It's now 2-2. Went five complete, allowed five hits, one earned run, walked one, and struck out three. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider down below the zone on the outside corner against the righty. And Edinson Bautista has a couple of outs. Heston Kerstad holding down there at first base. Tonight, when it comes to the weather, we were unlucky at the start of the night, but then got a little more fortunate as the rain delay went on. First pitch fastball misses up high, 1-0. Big rain cell came right on top of us at about the 7 o'clock hour when we were supposed to get underway. It drenched the field. The warning track was underwater at one point. Extended warning track behind home plate was full of puddles. 1-0 pitch. Down and a little outside. 92-mile-per-hour fastball missed, and it's 2-0 on Craig. Then there was a break in the rain, but we saw another cell incoming on the radar, and as that crossed the Chesapeake Bay, we got lucky and it broke up, and we didn't get a lot of that extra rain that we thought we might get, which could have really put a damper on things, so to say, tonight and postponed the game. Pitch came in. There was a foul ball, but the first base runner, Kerstad, is being granted second. I guess they're going to call catcher's interference here on Miguel Palma. Trendon Craig swung at the pitch, lined it foul over the first base netting, but then home plate umpire Stephen Megatrade-Jester said to go on down to first. So we have a catcher's interference that puts Kerstad to second base and allows Craig to reach first. Now it's Frederick Benkozme, left-handed batter, taking the first pitch down and inside at 93. And it's 1-0. Benkozme was added to the Delmarva roster on Thursday and has had a good start to his Carolina League career. Here's the pitch. Bounced out towards first base, played behind the bag by Joey Loperfido, and he runs it over to the pillow himself, stomps it, and the inning is over. So a single and a catcher's interference, but two on for the Shorebirds, but Bautista able to put up a scoreless inning. We move to the second in this seven-inning ball game. Shortened game due to weather. No score as we go top two. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. Welcome back to Purdue Stadium. It is the top of the second inning. No score after one. Logan Cerny dropping down a bunt along the third baseline. Shane Davis coming off the mound. He bare hands and throws wildly to first. Second baseman Valdez backs up the play before that ball got into the bullpen. And Logan Cerny with a little bit of sneaky small ball. Drops a bunt single down to begin the top of the second inning. Logan Cerny has been mashing the ball this week, finding gaps, hitting balls over the wall. He has two home runs, a double, nine RBIs over four games, and now he mixes in the bunt. First bunt single for Logan Cerny in the entire season. Now it's Miguel Palma, the catcher, and he takes the center cut fastball from Shane Davis. Strike one. Palma 4-for-8, was off yesterday. Home run, three runs driven in, and an RBI swings. Hits a liner left center field. That falls quick, and it's down for a hit. Cerny touches second. He's going to third. He slides in headlong, and he's in safely. Throw is pretty solid from DeSone coming in from center. But it was a little late getting into third base, and Cerny with his speed. It's 90 feet away. Runners on the corners on a bunt and a liner base hit. So now Tyler Whitaker with a run providing opportunity. And Whitaker's been a little bit hit or miss this week. He's 2-for-15 altogether, but his two hits have been gapper doubles. First pitch his way is a fastball strike on the outside corner. 0-1. But he has nine strikeouts as well to go along with those two doubles. Pinwheels the bat, middle infield, double play depth. Here's the 0-1. Misses high. One ball and one strike. Outfield straight up. Cerny on third, Palma on first. No score in the top of the second inning. A seven-inning ball game after the rain delay. Here's the 1-1. Runs up and in on Whitaker. Two balls and a strike. Around the diamond today for the Shorebirds. Hadn't got you the alignment just yet, but out in left field is Trendon Craig. Out in center, Mishael DeSone, and the right fielder is Heston Kerstad, starting in the field for the first time in his pro career. 2-1, fastball off the inside part of the plate. Three balls and a strike on Whitaker. Walk would load the bases, open base down on second. On the infield, Frederick Mancosme plays at third. The shortstop is Isaac De Leon. Second base is Luis Valdez, and over at first is Moises Ramirez. 3-1 pitch. Whitaker lays off. Changeup misses low and inside. That's ball four. A five-pitch walk to Whitaker. Palma gets to second base, and the bases are loaded up for Jackson Hallmark. Creed Willems is doing the catching today. And then again, you have North Carolina Central alum Shane Davis on the mound. Davis making his 12th appearance and 11th start of the year for the Shorebirds. First pitch to Hallmark is a fastball a little bit off of the outside. Trey Jester calling balls and strikes. And Stephen Craze works the bases, the two-man umpiring crew in the black hats, the black tops, and the gray pants. Woodpeckers are in those road gray uniforms tonight. The 1918 variety of the grays. Here's the 1-0. And a half-hearted swing on a pitch that was a little too far inside. Tied up Hallmark, and he went too far. One ball and one strike. The black batting helmets, the gray uniform with Fayetteville and that black lettering across the chest, black numbers and gray pants with a black pinstripe. Hallmark wears the high black socks tonight. 1-1 pitch. He swings through a fastball. And after the five-pitch walk, Davis able to get ahead 1-2 on Jackson Hallmark. Really just have to avoid something on the ground here. A number of ways he can put the Woodpeckers in front first. Just put something deep enough to the outfield, and that do the job. 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Back-to-back fastballs to get to 1-2 and then strikeout Hallmark. Shane Davis with three Ks already. And Jackson Hallmark strikes out for the fifth time in this series. He's now 1-for-8 at the plate against Shorebird's pitching. And now the left-handed hitting Rainier Rivas. Rivas had a day off yesterday, was last in the lineup on Thursday night, and he swings at a first pitch fastball call. It's 0-1. Rivas 2-for-9 on the week. A couple of singles. He drove in a pair of runs Thursday. Has scored twice, walked once, K'd 5 times. Pops the pitch onto the roof of Purdue Stadium. And Davis gets ahead again. No balls and 2 strikes. Now you really have to avoid something on the ground here if you're Rivas that would end the inning. Shortstop De Leon shaded towards the middle. Well off of that bag, though. Valdez playing almost closer to first base than he is second base right now over the second base position. 0-2 pitch. Strike 3 called. Outside corner gets Rivas looking. And Shane Davis trying to pitch himself out of a real tough spot. Base is loaded, nobody out, and he's bounced back with a strikeout of Jackson Hallmark and Rainier Rivas to get 2 outs and bring it to Victor Miskai. Something's got to give here. 2 outs, base is loaded. Cerny on third, Palma at second, Whitaker at first. Here's the first one to Miskai. Fastball up and away. 1-0. Victor Miskai does have a home run in this series. That was on Thursday night. He's 1-for-7 altogether. His lone hit is the home run, solo shot. 3 strikeouts this week as well for Miskai. Lays off a high changeup. And the count is 2-0. Pair of singles in the inning for the Woodpeckers. Cerny led it off. Palma out to left center. Cerny's single was an infield bunt. And then the walk to Whitaker loaded up the bases. The 2-0. Very high to Rivas. 3 balls and no strikes. With nowhere to put him. Rivas in his first 7 Carolina League games is batting just 160. He has 4 hits and 25 at-bats, 2 home runs and the 2 singles. His first 2 hits of the year. Left Segra Stadium. Pitch to Miskai is off the high outside corner. They walked him. Bases loaded walk. Miskai heads to first. Cerny comes home, and the Woodpeckers lead 1-0. Yuris Ramirez batting for his second time tonight at the top of the Fayetteville order. And Ramirez lays off a slider down and outside for ball one. Tonight 0-for-1, he popped out to third baseman Ben Cosme to lead off the ballgame. 1-0 pitch very high up near the letters, and it's 2-0 on Yuris. 4-pitch walk to Victor Miskai, make it 6 straight pitches outside of the zone for Shane Davis. After he struck out Rainier Rivas looking and sensing a little frustration, Creed Willems. Shorebird's catcher is heading out there to the mound to have a conversation. Calm down his right-hander. Meeting on the mound has adjourned, and now Ramirez ready for a 2-0 pitch. Here it comes, and he fouls it back into the screen. 2 balls and 1 strike on Ramirez. Now an 0-for-7 series. Yuri's still trying to find a way to get on via hit. He does have a couple of walks from earlier this week. Chance to take an early multi-run lead. Goes a long way in a 7-inning ball game. 2-1 pitch off the outside. And it's now 3-1. Davis in danger of walking his third of the inning and second straight hitter with the bases loaded. Palma at third, Whitaker at second, Mascai at first after a bases loaded walk brought home Logan Cerny. A set at the belt, the kick and 3-1 pitch. Low below the zone, ball four. Back-to-back bases loaded walks from Shane Davis. Miguel Palma come on down, and it's 2-0 Woodpeckers in the top of the second inning. Whitaker moves to third. Mascai to second base. And you have to wonder whether we might see some coaching activity, and we do. Pitching coach Joe Haumacher has emerged out of the dugout, and he's going to go out there and try and calm down Shane Davis. We gave you his walk and strikeout totals entering tonight. 21 walks over 47 innings. So Shane Davis has not had many innings this year where he's issued multiple walks like this. Three walks in the second inning alone. He's only gone one outing this season where he didn't walk anybody. That was five innings back on May 1st against the Augusta Green Jackets on the road. Walk-free baseball. But the three walks tonight are... Even with the number that he walked his last time out in Myrtle Beach, that was a four-inning outing, though. And the season high in walks for Shane Davis is four. That was over four innings at Augusta on April 26th. So Yuris Ramirez picks up his first RBI of this series and his third walk along the way. Palma scores, bases still loaded, two outs, and Leo Stanley Molina into the right side. Swinging to the first pitch, popping it up over towards the rain tarp. Ramirez loses it, and that'll get out of play. Owen one on Molina. Molina struck out swinging on a low and away slider against Davis back in the first inning. Here's the kick in 0-1. Swing and a miss on an inside fastball. You thought that Davis, after consecutive strikeouts of Jackson Hallmark and Rainey Arribas with the bases loaded, was going to pitch himself right out of danger, but then he issued the consecutive walks. Ball hasn't been in play since Miguel Palma lined one out to left center for a single. 0-2 comes home and misses up and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Well, the Shorebirds tonight, they're in the home white uniforms. They wore the orange yesterday, white tops tonight with the Shorebirds printed across the chest, white pants, black pinstripe, black ball caps for the Shorebirds infielders. 1-2 pitch, foul tipped off of Willem's chest protector, and he can't secure it, so the bat will continue. Shorebirds had a brief 1-0 lead last night before Fayetteville went on to score seven unanswered the rest of the way and win 7-1. Tonight, the Woodpeckers open up the lead first. 1-2 pitch. Slider just a little bit up and outside. Tough take for Molina there in a two-strike hole, but a good eye, and he brings it back to 1-1. Fayetteville shortstop now 5-for-14 with two strikeouts this week. And three runs driven in. Swings away and hits a fly ball out to straightaway center. DeSone moving to his left. Now he's tracking it forward. He's underneath and he makes a one-handed catch above his cap to end the inning. Two-run score for the Woodpeckers. A hit doesn't drive him in, but back-to-back bases-loaded walks by Mascai and Ramirez. We played 1.5 tonight in Salisbury. Still a little damp down there on the field, but we continue on. Bottom to second next with the Woodpeckers leading 2-0.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally. Bottom of the second inning, Woodpeckers have taken a 2-0 lead over the Shorebirds thanks to a pair of bases-loaded walks given up by Shane Davis. Edinson Bautista now working with the two-run cushion, and he delivers a fastball strike on the outside corner to Michael Desson, the center fielder, six-hitter for the Birds. 0-1, down and away. And it's one ball and one strike. Desson, Willems, and Grullon are the three scheduled. 1-1 pitch, swinging a foul tip off of Palma. Count 1-2. Pair of singles in that second inning for the Woodpeckers. Both of those guys that singled were the guys that came around to score, Cerny and Palma. Pitch missed off the inside. Change up, 79, floating its way in, 2-2. Desson is 1-for-11 in this series, a run and three walks. The wind and 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. High fastball blows away Desson. And Edinson Bautista has his second strikeout over an inning and a third. And now here's Creed Willems. First pitch missed up high to Willems. 1-0 the count. Fastball missed it in, and it's now 2-0 on Creed. Strong start to the series for Willems. He hit that two-run home run in the opener on Tuesday, but only has one hit since. 2-for-10 altogether with the two runs driven in. It was a two-run home run that he hit. Two runs scored and a walk. Willems comes in batting just 156. The 3-0 from Bautista. Finds the zone. Three ball, one strike count. Here comes Bautista. And Willems rips a ball out to right. That gets down into the corner, and it's cut off by Whitaker. Whitaker picks up. He fires to Ramirez, and Willems gets into second base with a stand-up double. Third hit this week for Willems, second for extra bases. And now it's Wilken Grullon. First pitch up high to Grullon, 1-0. Grullon was added to the Shorebirds roster yesterday. He was another move along with the activation of Heston Kerstad. Grullon didn't make the huge headlines that Kerstad did all across minor league baseball, but he's been another addition. A lot of different names being added to the Shorebirds this week. He's the fourth player that they've added to the roster in this series alone, field player. Grullon, 22-year-old, originally from the Dominican Republic, swings at the pitch and pops this one back towards our broadcast location, and that'll thud right on the roof of the press box. Bring it to a two ball and one strike count. Grullon stands 6 feet tall. He's an international free agent signing by the Orioles going back to 2017. 2-1 pitch. Slider missed very far outside. Counted three balls and a strike on Grullón. The catcher, when he's in the field, he's one of now three catchers along with Creed Willems on the Shorebirds roster, but tonight reserved to the DH duties in his debut. 3-1. Swings at a fastball, 93, and that fills the count. See if Bautista goes right back at him with the heat. He got Michael Deson swinging and missing it, one up high. The payoff pitch after a look to second base. Hit on the ground, out to third. Backhanded grab by Jackson Hallmark. Sets his feet, throws to first, and with a stretch, Loperfino hauls it in. Williams gets down to third on the other end of the diamond. What a play by Jackson Hallmark to backhand that ball behind the third base bag. Just about as long of a throw as you're going to have on the infield. And Joey Loperfino was belly flopping but kept his foot on the bag to bring that one in. Great play. 5-3 on the putout. Willems gets to third, but Grullón is robbed of what would have been his first Carolina League hit. Now it's Moises Ramirez, 9-hitter, hitting for the first time. And a first pitch fastball misses off the high outside corner. It's 1-0. Two nothing Fayetteville. Two away and a man on third in the bottom of the second. Fastball off the outside again. Edinson Bautista has fallen behind to a couple of hitters in this inning, 3-0, but has yet to walk a batter. The three base runners have been on a pair of hits and a catcher's interference, but there is ball four, or perhaps that was ball three. Video board might have had it wrong. Bautista kicks, fires, and clips the corner. So there's the first strike of the at-bat to Moises Ramirez. Ramirez just 2-for-14 at the plate this week. He's drawn a walk. And altogether on the season, only batting 150 over 37 games. 3-1 pitch, a broken bat, soft roller out to second. Ramirez coming forward. He collects with two hands and throws short over to Loperfido to end the inning. Creed Willems picks up a double into the right field corner, but he's left stranded down on third. And Bautista threw two scoreless tonight in his start. We head to the third inning of this seven-inning game, and the Woodpeckers lead 2-0.
Begin in July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. Joey Loperfido leads off the top of the third inning. Fayetteville with an early 2-0 lead in this seven-inning ballgame. Loperfido struck out looking against Shane Davis back in the first. Davis back out for his third inning of work. And he floats in a breaking ball called strike one on Loperfido. couple of bases loaded, walks is what gave the Woodpeckers the lead in the top of the second. Loperfido muscles up and foul tips one off of Willems behind the plate. 0-2. Shane Davis will face the heart of the Fayetteville order here for a second time. Loperfido, Cerny, and Miguel Palma. Shortstop De Leon playing pretty deep over towards second base, and Loperfido pops this pitch up over our broadcast location. Stays 0-2 on Joey. The 0-2 again, up and outside. One ball and two strikes. Two Fayetteville hits, a bunt single from Logan Cerny that led off the second inning, and then a Miguel Palma liner into left center. That was also a single. The 1-2 to Loperfido. Hit well but foul down the left field line. One ball and two strikes. A historic game for Joey Loperfido on Thursday night. A 5-for-6 game. 1-2 pitch. Checks his swing and a pitch that misses outside. It's 2-2. Not only did no player in 2021 have a 5-hit game, but the 2019 inaugural club of the Woodpeckers did not have a 5-hit game all season. Loperfido's 5-for-6 night, the first in franchise history. Knuckles away an inside fastball over towards the inflatables down the left field line. Stays where it is, 2-2. We even went back into Buies Creek Astros history, 2018-2017. Those clubs did not have a 5-hit game. 2-2 pitch upstairs, and it fills the count on Loperfido. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So you would have thought that it's sometime over the last 4 seasons of Astros-affiliated baseball in the Carolinas, somebody would have had a 5-hit game, but no. First to do it, Joey Loperfido here in Salisbury on Thursday night. A bouncing ball back to the mound. It was fielded by Davis. He runs towards first, underhands to his first baseman, retires Loperfido for the first out. And now here's Logan Cerny. First pitch to him. Runs on the inside. And it's 1-0. Cerny not playing small ball this time around. Got sneaky leading off the second inning. Dragged a bunt from the right side successfully up along the third baseline. Nobody could get over in time, and Cerny came away with a single. 1-1 pitch. Inside, not by much, but called ball 2. Cerny now with 8 hits and 18 at-bats this week. I know we were talking about Joey Loperfido potentially getting a Player of the Week honor, but he might have to beat out Logan Cerny for it if it comes down to the pair of teammates. There's a low inside corner fastball placed for strike 2. Right now, Cerny has the RBI advantage over Loperfido. Change up below the zone, now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Logan has driven in 9, scored 6 runs. Loperfido has driven in 7, scored 5 runs, but Joey with 3 more hits on the series than Cerny has. 3-2 payoff, and Cerny drills this pitch way out towards left center field. Craig is going back. He is onto the warning track near the wall, and he was right underneath it. It got through him, and one hops over the fence. Looks like Trendon Craig was right underneath that ball, ready to make the catch, but it might have just barely gotten over his glove. And Logan Cerny barely missed his 10th home run of the year, but he'll take a ground rule double out of it. I don't think that hit Craig at any point. He looked like he was moving to his left and tried to make the catch on the run, reached out to his left side, and he's gone right through him. And now here's Miguel Palma. With a man on second base, first pitch to Palma. High fastball, but called strike 1. Center fielder DeSone was in the area out there in left center as well. He wasn't as close to the ball as Craig was, but it seemed like he was watching his left fielder, seeing if he would make that play. Palma goes the opposite way, deep to right. Kerstad tracking it all the way to the start of the warning track. He makes the grab about 5 feet in front of the wall. And it's deep enough for Logan Cerny to move down to third. He tags up. And another possible run 90 feet away for the Peckers with 2 outs in the top of the third. Officially scored a ground rule double for Cerny there. So Logan now with 9 hits and 2 doubles this week. Tyler Whitaker into that right side. He walked to load the bases back in the second inning and whiffs through a fastball for an 0-1 count. Air is a little bit thick tonight after the storms came through. Rain came down, and I wonder if that might have delayed the ball a little bit for Cerny. Temperatures have dropped off into the mid-60s now with some of that wind and rain coming through. Actually see a couple of sweatshirts around the ballpark. A lot of kids in the park tonight, though. They were waiting for some baseball. Little League night, so a ton of different Little Leagues around the area have flocked their way out to Purdue Stadium. 0-2 pitch. Whitaker hits it foul right off of the knuckles and into the screen. Stays where it is. No balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 0-2 to Whitaker again, and he strikes out swinging. High fastball, 93 miles an hour, and Shane Davis gets him. He has 5 strikeouts through 3 and puts up his second scoreless inning tonight. We head to the bottom of the 3rd inning. Woodpeckers leave a man on 3rd. They lead 2-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401. They're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. It's the bottom of the 3rd inning, and the Woodpeckers lead the Shorebirds 2-0. Edinson Bautista begins the inning. A bunt is squared by Luis Valdez. He got a piece of it, but it dribbles foul behind home plate. And it's a no ball, 1-strike count. Both Fayetteville runs coming on. Bases loaded, walks to Victor Biscay and Yuris Ramirez in the top of the 2nd inning. Again, we'll play 7 innings tonight after about the 2-hour rain delay. We were originally scheduled for 7:05 first pitch. It was closer to a 9:05 first pitch. Latest start time for Fayetteville this year. And fortunately, some of the rain we were expecting to potentially postpone this game broke up. And we were able to get going after a long delay. Here's a ground ball hit out to second base. A couple of hops for Yuris Ramirez. He shuffles, scoops, and throws to first. And retires Valdez, the leadoff man, who is now 0-for-2 at the top of the Shorebirds order. So here comes Heston Kerstad for his 2nd time. He's given the Shorebirds one of their 2 base hits. A single in the first that he hit out into left field. Both of his professional hits, first one yesterday and now tonight's, have gone out to left, opposite way. And on the hands, he swings and fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Was in the DH role yesterday in his professional debut, but plays in right field tonight. First time playing in the field as a pro. Now the 0-1 from Bautista. Kerstad takes up and away. It's 1-1. $5.2 million man, Heston Kerstad. Myocarditis, then a hamstring strain, delaying his pro career to pretty much 2 years after the day he was drafted. Almost two calendar years. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And Kerstad swings, pops it up over the third base dugout. That'll get into the seats. Two runs, three hits, and an error for Fayetteville. No runs, two hits, no errors for Delmarva. And now a 2-2 to Kerstad. He swings and pops this pitch foul and out of play again towards the inflatable area. Number of kids, little leaguers jumping on top of that baseball. Infield with a slight shift to the pull side of Kerstad. He checks his swing, goes too far. It's down in the dirt. Palma picks up, missed the tag, and flicks it up the first base line to Loperfido, and retiring Kerstad on the 2-3 putout. Third strikeout for Edinson Bautista. He's got Kerstad, Michael De Leon, And now here's Isaac De Leon, who he struck out swinging back in the first. And starts the at-bat with a changeup strike. De Leon with three home runs this season, just a 184 average coming into this at-bat. 0-for-1, now 1-for-13 in the series. Didn't strike out in any of his first 12 at-bats, though. It was his 13th at-bat in the first inning of the week where he finally went down on strikes. So at the very least, he's been putting the ball in play. He's also walked six times more than any Delmarva hitter in the series. Two balls and one strike to count. Bautista winds and delivers. And a 2-1 is chopped out towards third, but the foul side of the line, and Jackson Hallmark will let it go by. And Jackson Hallmark filling in for Cody Orr today. He was originally the starting third baseman, but took a nasty hop off the chin area during BP and was scratched from the lineup. 2-2 pitch on a soft liner, right side, out towards second, played in the shallow right field grass by Ramirez. He spins and throws to first, but it's offline. It rolls to the bag. Loperfido has to field it like a ground ball. And Isaac De Leon will come away with a single on that play. That was tough for Ramirez to do anything with. Nice effort for him to even get to that ball and turn a throw out of it. So now here's Trendon Craig, who was granted first base back in the first inning on a catcher's interference ruling. And that's the one error in the column tonight for the Woodpeckers. Not a fielding error or throwing error, but a catcher's interference play. Craig is 7-for-15 in the series with a triple and a home run. And he hits a line drive left side. That'll fall. And it's back-to-back singles for the Shorebirds to put two on first and second with two away. Edinson Bautista throws out the baseball, asks for a new one. And he's ready to face Frederick Ben-Cosme, left-handed batter and third baseman who's grounded out to first base tonight. Swings at the very first pitch, pops it up. Foul territory behind home plate. Palma tosses aside the mask, and before he gets to the extended warning track, he makes the catch in the grassy area, and that'll end the inning. So Edinson Bautista works through another inning, strands more base runners. He's left five Shorebirds aboard over the first three innings. And gone scoreless as the Woodpeckers lead it 2-0. We go top four next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Thank you. Smells like someone who's cooking up some waffle cones here in the ballpark as we play the top of the fourth inning. Jackson Hallmark leads it off for the Woodpeckers and takes a slider on the outside corner. 0-1 the count on Hallmark. Rainier Rivas will follow Victor Mascai, bottom three in the order against Shane Davis. He worked around a one-out double from Logan Cerny in the third. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Hallmark, and a fastball misses up and outside. It's 1-2. Hallmark struck out swinging in the second against Shane Davis. He's given up the three walks, but also has five strikeouts over three innings, and he's gotten Hallmark for his second time. Sends him spinning at the plate, chasing a slider low and away. Jackson Hallmark now 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts, and Rainier Rivas will give it another crack against Davis. Rivas 2-for-10 now in the series with six strikeouts. But two singles, two ribbies, both coming on Thursday night, and a pair of runs. Here's the first pitch, and Rivas takes a changeup over the middle. It's 0-1. We had weather tonight, hoping the weather holds tomorrow. Breaking ball in the dirt kicks away, and it's 1-1. Looks like there's going to be a decent amount of rain in the morning hours on Sunday. Between about 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're scheduled for a 2:05 first pitch, and it looks like things are going to clear a little bit later in the afternoon, but Woodpeckers would like to try and get the final game in and hopefully not be delayed tomorrow either when they have a six-hour bus ride back to Fayetteville after the game. 2-1 pitch. Rivas holds off, and it misses up and away. Three balls and a strike. So make sure to follow Woodpeckers social media tomorrow morning for any game-related start time updates. Swing and a miss on the 3-1. Fastball pumped in by Shane Davis. And it's 3-2. Covers the face with that black mitt. Now winds and throws, and Rivas lines one into the screen foul. Keeps it at 3-2. Here's another payoff. Rivas flies this one. Shallow left field. De Leon shortstop going out. Trendon Craig, left fielder, coming in towards that line, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up Victor Mascai. Shane Davis, one of those pitchers that you don't see too often at this level of baseball with a five-pitch mix. I don't think there's a single Fayetteville pitcher in the rotation with five pitches in the arsenal, but for Shane Davis, it's the four-seam fastball, slider and curve, along with the changeup, and then a cutter fastball that hovers around 87, 88 miles an hour. That time he goes to the changeup, misses off the outside, and it's 2-0 on Victor Mascai. Pitch. Fastball strike. 2-1. Mascai drew a bases-loaded walk that opened the scoring in the second inning, turns on a fastball and lines it foul into the seats on the first base side. Two-year ball player. Out at his college program of North Carolina Central. Pitch fouled off by Mascai, 2-2. Two away, bases empty. 2-0 Fayetteville in the top of the fourth. And a ball got away from a little leaguer out there beyond the right field wall, and time is called as Heston Kerstad has to go retrieve it. Flick it back to those young ball players. Like they were playing catch over the right field wall, and someone had a wild throw. 2-2 again to Mascai, very high. Creed Williams has to pop out of the crouch to yank that one back in, and it fills up 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shane Davis was the opening night starter for the Shorebirds. That was on April 8th against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Threw 4 shutout innings on opening night. Now Mascai rips a liner right field. Kerstad coming forward, goes into a slide and makes the catch. Nifty play by the Orioles' top draft pick. In his first professional game in right field, he makes that sliding grab and ends a 1-2-3 inning, second of the night for Shane Davis. Bottom four next, and the Woodpeckers lead 2-0. Of the fourth inning in Salisbury, 2-0 Woodpeckers. They're trying to win this series with a W tonight. If they win tonight, chance to take 5 of 6 tomorrow. Their only loss was on Wednesday in a low-scoring 3-2 ball game. Edinson Bautista gets ahead of Michael Deson 0-1 and blows a slider by his swing off the outside corner. Now the 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and inside. 1-2 on Deson. Edinson Bautista got him swinging back in the second inning. Bautista with 3 strikeouts, no walks over 3 scoreless, and he gets him for a second time. Changeup got him leaning out in front. Deson strikes out, fourth K for Bautista, and that'll bring up Creed Williams. Creed Williams steps into the left side, taps the corners of the plate, ready for the first pitch. Here it is, and he scoots that back foot out of the way, and it's 1-0. Williams turned on an inside pitch and yanked it down the right field line. His last time up for a double, he's 1-for-1. Only extra base hit tonight for the Shorebirds. Williams lays off a fastball a little outside, 2-0. With that double, he's now 3-for-11 in the series with the double, the home run on Tuesday. Go along with 2 runs, 2 RBIs. 2-0 pitch. And Willems started the hands a little bit early. Rolls one foul over towards the right field rain tarp, which got plenty of usage today. Delmarva front office, grounds crew working hard to get that thing on and off the field pregame and around the 9 o'clock hour before we get started. There's a high strike called. Creed Williams thought he had ball three. Instead, it's a 2-2 count. Zone expands a bit for Bautista. He nods the head, motions and delivers, and drops a slider below the zone. Williams started to swing. They appeal down to first, and Stephen Craze says he held up. 3-2 the count with the bases empty and 1 away in the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Woodpeckers. Pitch on the inside corner. That's ball 4. Bautista went to a full count slider. Daring pitch, and he just missed, and he issues his first walk of the night. Now it's Wilkin Grullón. Fouls the first pitch back towards our press box, and it ricochets back down into the seats. 0-1. Bautista out of the stretch, kicks and throws. Misses down and away with a breaking ball. 1-1. Here it comes. Slider low. 2 balls and 1 strike. One pitch. A high fly hit at a shallow center. Molina going out from short, called off by the incoming Logan Cerny, and the center fielder makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Creed Williams has to head back to first. And with 2 outs, the 9-hitter Moises Ramirez bats. A lot of games have gone final in the Carolinas tonight. Some were even final before we got underway. Moises Ramirez takes a first pitch strike on low outside corner. Changeup to lead the at-bat. Myrtle Beach shuts out the Carolina Mudcats tonight on the road. They win 5-0 to improve to 39-17. Check swing on a slider down and outside on appeal. Ramirez held up, and it's 1-1. Meanwhile, the Fredericksburg Nationals just barely inched out a win over the Lynchburg Hillcats, 2-1. And the Fred Nats have won their 30th ball game. They're now 30-26. Here's the 1-1 from Bautista. A swing and a miss from Ramirez. It was one of the harder fastballs tonight for Edinson. 94 miles an hour towards the bottom of the zone. Big hole on the right side. Ramirez is shifted over towards second base in the bag. 1-2. Got him swinging. Slider buried on the low outside corner. And Moises Ramirez goes down for the 5th strikeout tonight for Bautista. He ends another scoreless inning of work and strands a man, Willems, down on first base. Over halfway through tonight of this 7-inning game, we head to the top of the 5th inning. Our score, it's the Woodpeckers 2 and the Shorebirds nothing.
Stay hungry.
Beckers up 2-0 on a pair of bases loaded walks tonight. Two runs came home on those bases loaded walks in the top of the second inning. That's been all. Yuris Ramirez leads top five against a new right-hander. Connor Grady has taken over out of the Shorebirds bullpen. Shane Davis goes four today, walks three, strikes out six, and gives up the two runs in the top of the second inning. That's all to his line. So he's on the hook for a loss right now, and Connor Grady comes on trying to keep it at a two-run deficit. Ramirez watches a fastball miss up high and outside. Two balls and two strikes the count. Meanwhile, you have Edinson Bautista, who is through four scoreless tonight. Pitch low to Ramirez, three balls and two strikes. Connor Grady has a 3-3 record and a 5.97 ERA. This is his 11th game of the year and seventh out of the bullpen. Payoff pitch. Ramirez fouls it off his left foot. And will keep the bat alive 3-2. 37 and two-thirds innings of work for Grady. He's given up 25 earned runs, 5 home runs, 15 walks, and 38 strikeouts. New baseball in hand, another 3-2 incoming. Inside to Ramirez, and they walked him. Here's the 1-0 to Leo Stanny Molina. Yuris Ramirez on the move to second base, but he'll have to retreat back to first. Molina fouls it away. One ball and one strike. Two runs, three hits, and an error tonight for Fayetteville. They're being out-hit by the Shorebirds. No runs on four hits and no errors for the Orioles single-A affiliate. 1-1 pitch. Up and outside. Two balls and a strike. Molina has struck out swinging. That was against Shane Davis in the first and also flat out to center field. Chases a breaking ball down in the dirt, and that'll bring it even at 2-2. Connor Grady, like Shane Davis, the starter, spent all of last year with the Shorebirds, but it was a limited stint towards the back end of the year. Six relief outings, totaled 12 and two-thirds innings. Walked nine, struck out 13. Runner on the move to second base. Throw is offline. Hits off of De Leon's glove. Gets into center field. Ramirez gets to his feet. He's chugging to third, and he slides in safely ahead of the throw coming in from Deson in center. There'll be a throwing error assessed on Creed Willems. He threw from his knees. Catcher tried to gun out Yuris. He gets a stolen base of second, advanced down to third on the E2. And Fayetteville trying to add an insurance run now, leading 2-0 in the top of the fifth. Again, a seven-inning ball game, and the whole infield now plays in on the grass. There's a fastball dotted on the low outside corner. Molina rung up looking. So one away, and here is Joey Loperfido. 32-game on-base streak for Loperfido. He swings, lines it over to short. It is snared by De Leon. He goes to third, and Ben Cosme steps on the bag to complete a double play. Well, that ball was seared by Loperfido, but right to De Leon, stationed shallow on that shortstop grass, and Yuris Ramirez had no chance to get back in time. That'll go as a 6-5 double play, ending the fifth inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-0 Woodpeckers. The day is complete for Fayetteville starter Edinson Bautista. He turns it over to righty Nick Swanson in this bottom of the fifth with a 2-0 Fayetteville lead. Great day for Bautista. He closed his night with his fifth strikeout, getting Moises Ramirez swinging and missing. Finishes four shutout frames tonight. He allowed four Delmarva hits. Only walked one and again struck out five. Closed his night with a scoreless fourth inning where he struck out two. Left a man on. Delmarva has had their opportunities to get into this game tonight, but they've left them on. Left two on in the first inning, a man on third in the second, two more stranded in the third inning, and then one in the fourth. And they have six runners left aboard over the first four innings of this one. Luis Valdez, leadoff man, is facing Swanson and takes up and outside for a 2-2 count. Valdez is flied out to left field and also grounded out to second base. The 2-2 break even. A check swing on one of the dirty, went too far. Palma keeps it in front of him with the chest protector, picks up in front of the plate, and throws up the first baseline to complete the strikeout. Brings up Heston Kerstad. That strikeout, the 29th of the year for Nick Swanson. He comes in tonight with an 0-2 record, a sub-5 ERA, just barely, 4.99. 11th game of the year, sixth out of the bullpen. He's gone 31 complete innings this season, allowing 17 earned runs. Just one home run over that stretch as Kerstad kicks that leg and lays off a fastball, making a changeup up high. 21 walks to the 29 strikeouts for Swanson. The 22-year-old right-hander will be 23 pretty soon on July 8th. Kerstad pulls a liner through the right side. Up the right field line it goes. Whitaker knocks it down, and now Kerstad's trying for two. Here comes the throw. It's high, and over the leap of Molina, gets all the way towards third where Hallmark backs up the play. But Heston Kerstad turns the burners on and has his first extra base hit of his pro career. First double of his career, first multi-hit game of his career. And you can already tell that even after the two-year layoff between college ball, the draft, all the rehabilitation, all the skill is still there for Heston Kerstad. Only the 9th overall prospect, though, in the Baltimore system. That just tells you how much talent they have. Number one overall ranked farm system in baseball. Kerstad, though, with the long layoff, all the rehabilitation, myocarditis, the hamstring injury, knocked him down a little bit on the prospect ladder, but he put together a couple good months here in the Carolina League, and I think he'll shoot right into the top five for the O's. They're always updating those prospect rankings, MLB.com, every couple of months. De Leon in a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch from Swanson, a swing at a high fastball, and it's 2-1. Last we saw Nick Swanson on the mound was June 4th against the Fredericksburg Nationals. That was the Saturday night ball game, game 5 of the series. In that game, he pitched in relief, again comes out of the bullpen today. He went three innings, gave up two earned runs, a couple of walks on three total hits and two strikeouts. Throws his 3-1 out of the stretch, misses high for ball four. Two are on, tying runs aboard for the Shorebirds. And now the most dangerous hitter of this series, Trendon Craig, is coming to the plate. Swanson's first pitch to Trendon Craig is a breaking ball very far outside and low as well. It's 2-1-0. Trendon Craig at it again tonight with a liner single into left field back in the third. Reached on a catcher's interference in the first, and he's 8 for 16, a .500 hitter this week. 1-0 pitch. Swings at a breaking ball. That pitch really bottomed out and sent Trendon Craig all the way down to a knee as he swung. Shorebirds now out hitting the Woodpeckers 5-3, but still without a run. Here's the 1-1. Craig muscles up, misses another off-speed pitch. One ball and two strikes. Swanson started the inning with a strikeout, looking for one here. 1-2, Craig swings, gets down and drills one left field. Rivas going back, he's looking up. It's over his head and off of the base of the wall. Herstad coming around third, he will score. Loperfido cuts off the throw near the mound, and the Birds are on the board. It's 2-1 on an RBI double from Trendon Craig. He's driven in his sixth run of this series. Rivas gave up on that ball for a moment. It got over his head. He probably thought it was gone off of the bat. But then he quickly realized it played the carom and got the throw into the infield before De Leon could score from first base. Craig gets to second. Open base on first. No force play. And now lefty Frederick Benkozme laying off a high changeup. 1-0. And now Nick Swanson is going over and having a conversation with the base umpire, Stephen Kraes. Second double of the inning hit against Swanson. Here's his 1-0 pitch. A little bit inside and perhaps low. Missed against the lefty, Benkozme. He's a hitter you got to be careful working against. Four hits over his first couple of games. Pitch down low in the zone. Three balls, no strikes. A walk would fill the bases, put a man on first, and bring Michel Desson to the plate. Here's the 3-0 pitch from Swanson. And a changeup just off the inside. That's ball four. Four-pitch walk given up by Swanson. And now danger looms, and John Kovalik, pitching coach, is heading to the mound. Swanson, after his strikeout to start the inning against Valdez, has given up double walk to put the Shorebirds back within 2-1. They have the bases loaded. Tying run on third. Go-ahead run on second. Still just one out, and Deshawn scheduled to hit 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Elsewhere in the Carolina League tonight, Augusta also shut out the Columbia Fireflies. Cal Conley hit his eighth home run of the season for Augusta. They win 9-0. 31-25 now overall Augusta. They're in third place in the South Division in front of Fayetteville by four games. Meanwhile, a bad season for Columbia continues, 15-41, their overall record. Only team in the Carolina League to lose 40 or more games this year. First pitch fastball out of the meeting from Nick Swanson gets a swing and a miss by Desson. That was a pitch located right above the zone. Here comes the wind and 0-1. Ground ball back to the mound. Swanson tries to barehand it. He knocks it down but will not have a play. Run scores. Game is tied. De Leon strolls in from third, and Desson makes it up the first. And that's a ball that, boy, Nick Swanson tries to barehand, but you got to let that ball roll past you. You can't try and make a hero play. You had a shortstop, Leo Stanley Molina, that was playing shallow, ready to grab that ball and potentially come to the plate or try and turn two. And Swanson hurt himself there by knocking down the ball. Here's a pitch lifted out into right field. Whitaker waiting for it. He makes the catch, and he comes up throwing it home, but Loperfido will cut it off, and the man at third stays. That was Trendon Craig, thinking better of trying to advance. So two outs, much needed second out for Nick Swanson. He now faces his eighth batter of this fifth inning, Wilken Grujon. He swings at the first one, a slider on the low outside corner, and it's 0-1. The two runs in this inning get Shane Davis, the Delmarva starter, off the hook for a losing decision tonight. 2-2 tied game, and a fastball strike placed on the outer half of the zone. Swanson trying to get out of this inning, leave the bases loaded. 0-2 pitch, struck him out swinging, and Swanson loses the lead, but preserves a potential deficit, keeps the bases loaded, and we head to the sixth inning. Our score now even, Woodpeckers 2, Shorebirds 2. Two-two time ball game as we begin the top of the sixth inning. Logan Cerny leads it off for Fayetteville and takes a slider down and away. Logan Cerny will be followed by Miguel Palma and then Tyler Whitaker. Connor Grady is back on the bump for the Birds, and he misses low with a changeup. Two ball, no strike count. Game was tied on an RBI double from Trendon Craig and then an RBI single by Michael Dazon. Woodpeckers got both of their runs in the top of the second inning on bases loaded walks. Here's a check swing. Cerny makes contact and bounces one on one hop right back to the mound. Grady fields and throws to first, retires Cerny for the first out. Cerny was perfect the plate to begin the night, 2-for-2, but he's retired for the first time, and there's one gone in the top of the sixth inning. Miguel Palma into the right side, slightly open stance. He swings at the first one and nubs it foul over towards the third base on deck circle. 0-1 on Palma, singled and scored in the second inning. Woodpeckers have just three hits and no base hits since the third when Cerny doubled. Palma swings at the 0-1, fouls it straight back into the screen, 0-2. Palma flied out to right field his last time up in the third inning. Altogether in this series, he's now 5-for-10. Playing in his third game, here's the 0-2, up and away. Waste fastball from Connor Grady. Shane Davis off of the hook after he pitched four in the start. Gave up the two runs, departed the game trailing 2-0, but his offense has bailed him out. 1-2 to Palma. Up and outside. 2-2. Infield, outfield, playing Palma straight up. Here's the pitch. Down low in the zone. It missed. And fills the count 3-2. So Palma from 0-2 down to 3-2 full. Payoff pitch. Palma bounces it foul into the netting above the Shorebirds dugout. Stays full 3-2. Charleston blew out Salem today. They've won all five games of that series. They've now ripped off six straight wins. Palma pulls a line drive left field and has his second hit of the evening. He'll stay at first. One out single in the sixth. He's now 2-for-3. That's Fayetteville's first base hit since the Cerny double in the third inning, their fourth knock of the night. And Palma and Cerny have been the two that have provided all of the hits. Cerny with a multi-hit game, 2-for-3. Now Palma 2-for-3. And Tyler Whitaker will try and get on. A walk and a strikeout today for Witt. But he has found the gaps a couple of times this week. Pair of doubles, first pitch fastball, misses outside. Easy one to take, and it's 1-0. So the tie atop the South Division in the Carolina League continues. 39-17 Charleston, 39-17 Myrtle Beach. The two best overall records in all of minor league baseball right here in the Carolina League South. A tough break for Fayetteville, who's been playing some good baseball as of recently. They're 7-3 over their last 10 games, but hard to feel like you make any headway in the standings when those couple clubs above you just win every single night, it seems. Whitaker ahead 2-1. Here's the pitch out of the stretch. He swings at a fastball, and it's now 2-2. And the one other final, Kannapolis 2, Down East 1. Cannonballers pull out a well-pitched ball game. Victor Torres, a catcher, hit his second home run of the year for the Cannonballers. Whitaker gets another fastball, swings and spoils it off into the netting. Count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cannonballers end a little bit of a losing skid with that win today. They had lost 3 in a row. 2-2. Whitaker strikes out. Fastball on the high outside corner, and he's down on strikes for the second time. 2 away. Palma holding it first, and now it's Jackson Hallmark. So we're the only ball game still being played. Again, a 7-inning game, but we're deadlocked. Woodpeckers led 2-0 until a 2-run bottom of the fifth for the Shorebirds coming from behind. First one to Hallmark. Misses low. Asheville Torres playing the Boston Red Sox High A affiliate. Greenville Drive again tonight. Pitch. And off the end of the bat, Hallmark fouls it away. 1-1. Yesterday, the Torres gave up a ton of runs. Tonight, it was a low-scoring affair, but they still ended up on the wrong side of things. 3-2 the final. Greenville takes their second straight over Asheville. And the Torres fall to 22-33 overall. Rhett Koba suffered the loss today, recent promotion from the Woodpeckers on Monday. Koba tonight in his High A debut did deliver a quality start despite the loss. He went 6 innings, 3 earned runs allowed, 1 walk and 4 strikeouts, gave up a pair of home runs. Hallmark swings at the 2-1 off the end of the bat, fouled to the backstop, 2-2. Dios Merky Taveras then pitched 2 innings of hitless, scoreless baseball out of the bullpen, striking out 3. Strike away from closing the top of the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch to Hallmark. A check swing on one down to the dirt. On the appeal, Stephen Craze says he held up. And the count will fill on Hallmark, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 tied game. Palma holding on first after his one-out single to left. Michael Sandel, 1-for-3 game today. He had a double. Chad Stevens also with a base hit. Payoff pitch with a runner on the move is low for ball 4. That is the 5th walk given up by Shorebirds pitching. Second issued from Connor Grady, and the 6th inning will carry a little further and bring up lefty Rainier Rivas. Jackson Hallmark makes it on safely for the first time tonight. Rivas hacks at the first pitch and dribbles it foul back of home. Rivas struck out looking against the starter Shane Davis in the second inning and then flied out to left field in the fourth. At the belt, Grady throws his 0-1. And a bouncing ball towards second base, fielded behind the back by De Leon. And in one fluid motion, he sticks his right leg out, taps the second base bag, and forces out Jackson Hallmark. That ends things. Woodpeckers leave two stranded on the corners, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Knotted up, 2-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bottom of the sixth inning, Nick Swanson back out to work. Moises Ramirez pops the first pitch back of home and onto the roof for strike one. Fayetteville had a chance with Palma on second and Rivas at the plate, but a fielder's choice after Jackson Hallmark reached on a walk ends the top of the sixth inning. Woodpeckers led 2-0 over the first four and a half innings, then a two-run come from behind fifth for the Shorebirds where they sent eight men to the plate against Swanson. So he really had to labor, hoping for a more efficient sixth. Line drive foul and over the first base side concourse for a 1-2 count on Ramirez. Ramirez is rolled out to second base, struck out swinging against Edinson Bautista in the fourth. 1-2 pitch, hit a hard hit past the mound, but scooped by Ramirez, shifted towards the middle. The second baseman completes the play, throwing to Loprofito, and Ramirez is the first out of the sixth inning. One out, here's Luis Valdez, first pitch. Foul tipped in and out of Palma's mitt, 0-1. Valdez, a guy you really want to prevent getting on in this late stage of the game with all of his speed. Here's the 0-1 pitch, very high, 1-1. He's not been on today, 0-3 with a flyout, a ground out, and a strikeout. But just about every time he's gotten on this series, he's been stealing bags. He has four total stolen bases, 1-1. Valdez reaches out and cues one foul left of third. Wind and 1-2 pitch to Valdez. Called strike three. Inside breaking ball, just barely on that inner half, and Valdez sent packing for a second time tonight. He's now 0-4. Here is Heston Kerstad. Two two for three with a double and a run in his second professional game. And a first pitch fastball from Swanson misses up and outside. One ball and no strikes the count. Kerstad singled in the first, doubled, scored in the fifth, and has struck out once. 1-0 pitch, high again. Swanson didn't look like he had his landing spot right there. Kind of fell off the side of the mound as he delivered. Seemed like he got his whole body into that pitch. The 2-0. Kerstad tried to tear one over the right field wall. Missed an up and in fastball. Two balls and a strike. Well, that was well placed by Swanson. Not much you can do with a pitch in that portion of the zone. 2-1. Kerstad watches low. Three balls, one strike. Kerstad spelled K-J-E-R-S-T-A-D, but you just pretend the J is not there when you say it. Checks his swing on a breaking ball below the zone. They appeal down to first, and Stephen Craze says the Kerstad went too far. Big pitch upcoming here for Nick Swanson. Three balls, two strikes, two away in the sixth. Here's his payoff to Kerstad, and he missed a little bit high. Went to a 3-2 curveball. Swanson asking Trey Jester where it is. He was saying, was it outside? And Jester points up towards the sky, saying it was a little high. Kerstad reaches for a third time tonight. Delmarva bullpen has activated a right-hander. Hugo Beltran has started to throw out there. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Blocked by Palman. He keeps Kerstad honest over at first. De Leon has struck out, singled, walked, and scored. Pitch off the outside from Swanson, and he falls behind. Two balls and no strikes. The belt high set, look to first. Pitch incoming, just a little inside. And right now, Nick Swanson looking a little distraught on the mound as he thought he had a strike there from Trey Jester. Missed up high, missed a little bit inside. 3-0. And Trendon Craig looms on deck. 3-0. Called strike one. Swanson worked the other side of the plate. Got the outside call from Trey Jester. Trendon Craig is pretty much delivered any time the Shorebirds have needed him this week, so Swanson wants to avoid putting two on for Craig, but he will. He misses upstairs with a fastball. Five-pitch walk surrendered to De Leon. Back-to-back two-out walks from Swanson. Kerstad goes to second base. De Leon makes it to first. And here is Trendon Craig. Craig has been on all three times today. Catcher's interference in the first, single in the third, RBI double in the fifth that gave the Shorebirds their first run. Michael Desson tied it a couple of bats later on a single. Pitch in the dirt starts Craig, one ball, no strikes. Craig now with nine hits across 17 at bats. The 1-0 coming in. Very high and outside. A little moisture in the air. You have to wonder whether Swanson's dealing with any grip issues right now. He goes to the back of the mound, daps up the hand with the rosin bag. Gets back on the rubber, kicks and fires his 2-0 pitch. Here's a bouncing ball out towards shortstop. Fielded on two hops by Molina. He goes the short way to second, and they don't get the runner. De Leon slides in feet first before the throw, and the bases are loaded. Fielder's choice for Trendon Craig, but he put it in a tough spot on the diamond. That was deep in the hole at short. Craig can run a little bit, and Leo Stanley Molina probably thought he wouldn't have had time to get a throw all the way down to first base. And now the lefty, Frederick Benkozme, flies it out to left field. This should end the inning. Rivas drifting towards the line. He makes the catch, and that is it. Bases left loaded by Nick Swanson in the bottom of the sixth. Couple of walks and a fielder's choice, but that is all. We remain tied 2-2 going to the seventh on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Seven-inning ball game, and we're tied in the seventh. Woodpeckers trying to avoid extras tonight. They'll need a run here in the top of the seventh if they want to try and win this series. If Delmarva wins tonight, they'll have a chance to split the series with a win tomorrow. Trying to come from behind after dropping the first three of four. Pitch down and away to Miskai. Two balls and no strikes to begin Fayetteville's leadoff man. Victor Miskai, top of the order, is on deck, and Yuri's Ramirez. Miskai swings through a changeup, 2-1. Victor has reached on a bases-loaded walk and also a line out to right field. That was a ball he pulled out to Heston Kerstad in the fourth inning. He made a nice sliding play on it to end the inning. Miskai had three balls, one strike, and now bending over a little bit at the waist. Trying to stretch himself out, almost like he was hurt, but he's okay. He digs back in and takes outside. That is ball four. He reaches on a leadoff walk. Third walk allowed by Connor Grady, who's out for his third inning of work since the fifth. And Fayetteville gets that leadoff man on, the go-ahead run aboard. Here's Yuris Ramirez at the top of the order. And a first pitch fastball missed outside. That was close, but 1-0. Both Fayetteville runs were preventable for the Shorebirds. Bases loaded walks in the second inning. Those were allowed by Shane Davis. Walk to Miskai and then a walk to Yuris Ramirez. Yuris has walked twice, stolen a bag, also popped out to third, officially 0-for-1 in the box score. Middle infield double play depth. Here's the 2-0, and Ramirez watches up and in. Three balls and no strikes. We'd mentioned last inning that we saw Hugo Beltran, right-hander, warming in the bottom of the sixth inning. Thought we might see him come in for Grady, but not the case. 3-0 pitch, and Ramirez lashes a line drive on one hop through the left side of the infield. It's out to left for a base hit. Big swing for Ramirez, and the first two are on for Fayetteville. Woodpeckers still getting out hit by the Shorebirds 7-5. That's their fifth hit tonight. First for Ramirez. He's now 1-for-2, and now a meeting on the mound. The pitching coach, Joe Haumacher, is going out there to have a conversation.
Yeah.
around Major League Baseball tonight. The Houston Astros played earlier in the day. They continued their home series against the Miami Marlins. And today the Astros in that game with the Fish ended up falling 5-1. Only Astros run came in the bottom of the fifth inning on a Jose Altuve RBI double. Former Woodpecker Jeremy Peña did steal a couple of bases in that game. It was 0-for-4 altogether with a run scored. He scored on the Altuve double. Leo's Daniel Molina hacks at the first pitch after the meeting on the mound and fouls it off. No balls and one strike. Framber Valdez was the starting pitcher today for the Stros. He ended up suffering the loss, falling to 6-3. Six innings, two earned runs, three walks, six strikeouts. And the 0-1 pitch is high to Molina, shoulder height, 1-1. One ball, one strike pitch, and Molina bounces it over towards third. Ben Cosme fields. He tags the runner in the baseline, but that is the only play. Tags out Mascai. Ramirez makes it to second base, and Leo's Daniel Molina will get to first on a fielder's choice. So an unproductive out. Runners remain at first and second base with one away. And now here's Joey Loperfido, and he needs to find a way to get on right here. Now, extra innings not out of the question tonight, but Joey Loperfido 0-for-3, and he has not reached base. 32-game franchise record on base streak for Loperfido. And a fastball misses off the outside for a 1-0 count. Loperfido has struck out looking, bounced out to the mound, and also lined out sharply to short. Inside, pitch gets away through Willems, and it runs to the backstop. Down to third base goes Yuris Ramirez. Molina makes it to second. And that's a huge wild pitch. That kills off a force play at all bases. Chance at a conventional double play. Opens up first base. And they will automatically walk Loperfido. And that is how the on-base streak will extend for Joey. He reaches for a 33rd straight game. He's not happy about it. He's throwing away his gear. He wanted to try and swing and give the Woodpeckers the lead the conventional way, but instead they'll create the force play again, intentionally walk Loperfido, and that's how the on-base streak continues for Joey. It's handed to him tonight, and now it's Logan Cerny. So pick your poison, two of Fayetteville's best hitters, Loperfido and Cerny in this series, with a chance to provide a seventh inning lead. You walk the guy with 11 hits this week to face the guy with 9 hits and 19 at-bats this week. Cerny in a ground rule double that hopped over the left center field wall in the third. Takes a breaking ball down and outside, and the count is 1-1. Fayetteville has a right-hander now throwing out there in the bullpen. Righty Hugo Beltran warming once more for the Shorebirds in the left field pen. 1-1 pitch to Cerny. Slider down and outside. 2-1. Can't quite make out a number of who's thrown out there in the Fayetteville bullpen. Here's the 2-1. Down and away. Three balls and a strike. Nowhere to put him. The manager, Felipe Alou Jr., opting to intentionally walk Loperfido to fill up the bases. If you're going to do that, you got to trust your guy on the mound to come into the zone. Only swing if it's perfect. 3-1 to Cerny. He swings and belts this pitch. Deep left center field. Craig is going back. At the wall, it is gone. A grand slam for Cerny. His 10th home run of the year and the first grand slam for the Woodpeckers this season have given them a 6-2 lead in the top of the seventh. An estimated distance of 411 feet for Cerny. His teammates have poured out of the dugout. They're greeting him on the railing. And there is a grand way to take a lead in your final at bat. They walk Loperfido to take on Logan Cerny. He hits his third home run of this series, and he's now driven in 13 runs over four games. What a stretch for Logan. A breakout series after a tough month of May. Logan Cerny has arrived in the Carolina League, and he's mashing home runs. He takes over the team lead from Kennedy Corona with his 10th of the year. Right-hander Hugo Beltran will take over the mound for the Shorebirds. We'll step aside for a brief break and bring you his numbers on the other side. That might be a dagger tonight. 6-2, Fayetteville leads on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. New right-hander takes over for the Shorebirds. Hugo Beltran enters this game. Moments ago, Logan Cerny hitting a grand slam off of Connor Grady to give the Woodpeckers a 6-2 lead. And again, a seven-inning ball game tonight. Only three outs to get. And Fayetteville is one inning away from grabbing the series and a chance to take 5 of 6 with a win tomorrow. Beltran at the shoulders, delivers to Miguel Palma. He reaches out and taps it foul back of home. The Cerny Grand Slam is the first Grand Slam of the season and first since Adonis Giron went deep in late September of last season in one of the final homestands of the year. Adonis Giron, the Grand Slam. That was the only one Fayetteville hit in 2021, and now they have one here in 2022. Home run not only giving Cerny the team lead in home runs, leapfrogging Kennedy Corona, who had 9, but also giving him sole possession of second place in the home run race across the entire Carolina League, passing up DJ Gladney of Kannapolis as well, who has 9. Palma pops this one back behind home. Willems sprinting over towards the backstop, and that gets over the net. And Willems with the hustle, but he couldn't make the play. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miguel Palma, multi-hit day. If Cerny just a triple shy of the cycle, what a series it has been for Logan. He's now 10 for 21. 3 home runs, 2 doubles, 13 driven in, and 7 runs scored. I know we were talking about Joey Loperfido winning a Player of the Week award, but I think now you have to give it to Logan Cerny if you're picking between the two. 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Palma swings and bounces it foul past Joe Thon on the third base coach's side. Refusing to go down. Facing Hugo Beltran. First appearance in this series for Beltran, who was warming for the majority of the sixth inning. He comes home with a fastball, strikes out Palma for the second out. Interesting to not see Felipe Alou Jr., though, go to Beltran after he was warm prior to this seventh. They opted to continue with Connor Grady. Intentionally walked Loperfido to get to Cerny and then the grand slam. Beltran, 3-1 record, 2.29 ERA, pitching in his 15th game. Runs a fastball up and in on Jackson, make it to Tyler Whitaker. And it's 1-0. 19 2/3 total innings, 4 walks, 21 strikeouts for Beltran. So he's been one of the more dependable relievers for the Shorebirds this year. Changeup missed inside, and it just barely grazed Whitaker on the way by. And Whitaker will head to first base on a hit by pitch. He reaches for the second time tonight. And it brings up this eighth batter of this seventh inning, Jackson Hallmark. Hallmark swings at the first one, rolls it sharply out towards short, backhanded grab by De Leon. Leaps and throws to second base, off balance, and completes the play. Whitaker is out sliding in, and the inning comes to a close, but Logan Cerny delivers a huge blow, a grand slam. His 10th home run of the year, and Fayetteville leads 6-2 as we go to our final frame, bottom seven, next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Bottom of the seventh inning, final inning tonight, seven inning ball game, and Woodpeckers now lead 6-2 on the Logan Cerny grand slam. Michael Deson leads off against Nick Swanson, and he's had in the count 2-0. Deson has struck out twice and singled in a run. His RBI single in the fifth tied the game at 2-2. Woodpeckers led 2-0 on a pair of bases loaded walks over the first four innings. Delmarva tied it, scoreless sixth, and then the Cerny grand